This week, all of Florida is watching Republican Governor Charlie Crist as he ponders a key question in his run for the U.S. Senate. Will he remain in the Republican primary or run in the general election as an independent? In the primary, polls show Crist running well behind his main Republican opponent, former State House Speaker Marco Rubio. NPR's Greg Allen reports that just by considering an independent run, Crist has changed the dynamics of the race.
It's been an uncertain week and a half for Marco Rubio. For months, he stayed close to his message of less government, fewer taxes, and has steadily gained among Republican voters in the polls, building what's now more than a 20-point lead over Charlie Crist. But then this month, Crist threw a curveball into the race. He vetoed a controversial education bill, angering fellow Republicans in the state legislature and winning praise from teachers and their allies. That, along with his deliberations about whether to run as an independent, has suddenly stolen some of the political spotlight from Rubio. Today, Rubio grabbed a little attention back with a campaign rally in Miami, where he signed the papers that will qualify him as a candidate in the Republican primary. He was there with his wife and four children and recalled how far his campaign has come in just a short time.
A year ago at this time, I ran for this office when the only people in the world who thought I had a chance to even be competitive, much less win, are sitting on the stage here today. The only people that thought I should run lived in my house, and most of them were under the age of 10.
Afterward, talking to reporters, Rubio stayed close to his central campaign message and said he wasn't concerned about whether Crist stayed in the primary or not.
I'm not expecting on other people's decisions. For me, this race is really pretty straightforward. I got into this race 13, 14 months ago because I believed I was the only candidate running that would stand up to this agenda coming out of Washington, D.C., and offer a clear alternative. And I don't think that's going to change, irrespective of what decision Governor Crist makes.
Crist has until Friday to file papers to run in the Republican primary or announce he'll compete in the general election as an independent with no party affiliation. He's asked about it daily, and every day says he's still thinking about it. Meanwhile, he sends signals that he's not interested in catering to conservatives. One example, in Tallahassee today, he said the growing oil spill in the Gulf is making him rethink his support for offshore drilling.
If this doesn't give somebody pause, there's something wrong, I think. As I've always said, it would need to be far enough, clean enough, and safe enough. I'm not sure that this was far enough. I'm pretty sure it wasn't clean enough, and it doesn't sound like it was safe enough.
In Miami, Rubio said this was another case of Crist doing something he's known for, changing his position at key times on important issues. Long an opponent of offshore drilling, Crist surprised many 2 years ago when he said he supported looking at oil and gas production in the Gulf. At the time, he was under consideration as a possible running mate by Republican presidential candidate John McCain. That lack of constancy, Crist calls it listening to the people, could be a factor in the race, and it's one Rubio will harp on. But an independent bid is increasingly looking like Crist's only possible route to the U.S. Senate. A recent Quinnipiac poll shows in a three-way race between Rubio and the likely Democratic nominee, Kendrick Meek, Crist has a slight lead. There have been questions whether, as an independent, Crist could raise the estimated $20 to $25 million he would need for the race. But as he's continued his public deliberations, some of Crist's high-profile contributors and fundraisers have refused to cut ties with him. Susan McManus is a political scientist at the University of South Florida.
Big donors, sometimes they want to cover their access points, and so you wonder how many of them really, when all is said and done, will pull their money. Some will, but some won't. And Crist is counting on the some that won't.
With almost 100% name recognition and the governor's bully pulpit to use to make headlines and stay in front of the voters, McManus says Crist has a huge advantage. And as an independent, she says he might be able to capitalize on the strong anti-Washington mood underlying the electorate, with a pox on both your parties candidacy. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This is NPR.